Glossary. Loping.
Running with long jumping steps.
Drifts.
Physical movements.
Wood.
Forest.
Orchard.
An area where fruit trees are grown.
Trotted.
Walked long distances.
Track.
Follow an animal by its footprints.
Clover.
A plant that have three round leaves.
Flecked.
Stained. Marked.
Children, now answer these questions. Who do we refer to?
What did they watch?
Where did the fox go?
What did they find in his mouth?
What did they go out for?
What did they find? Children, now let's read and enjoy a small story, The Cunning Fox.
Once there was a fox. He was very hungry. He went into the forest in search of food. He saw a flowing river. He stopped there to catch a fish from the river. But the river was very deep and the water was very cold. The fox was lazy. So he waited by the riverside, wishing to see somebody fishing. Fortunately, he saw two cats fishing. He went near them. A huge fish was there on the ground. The two cats were arguing over their share. The fox decided to settle the dispute. The first cat said that he would need the bigger portion. I pulled the fish out of water by its head. I put in a lot of effort, but my friend only pulled the tail. So I deserve the larger share.
The fox said, "Don't worry, friends. I'll make sure that both of you get a fair share of your catch." He cut the head of the fish and gave it to the first cat. Then the first cat felt very happy. Next, the fox cut the tail of the fish and gave it to the other cat. He was equally pleased. Now the fox announced, "I deserve the middle portion of the fish as I am the judge." Then the fox ran away with the largest portion of the fish.
The two cats were shocked and understood their foolishness. They realized that their lack of unity made them lose their shares. They remembered the proverb, "United we stand, divided we fall." It is always the third person who gains.
Children, now let us learn the meanings of some new words.
Glossary. Deep.
A long way inside.
Lazy.
Unwilling to work.
Fortunately.
Luckily.
Dispute.
Quarrel.
Deserve.
To be worthy. Earn as a right.
Judge.
One who decides.
Realized.
Understood.
Proverb.
A phrase expressing a basic truth.
Children, now answer the following questions. 1. Why did the fox go into the forest?
Who did the fox see fishing?
What were the cats fighting for?
What did the fox get as a fee for being a judge?
What is the moral of the lesson?
Children, now let's read another small story, The Three Friends.
Once there were three friends. They had learned how to perform magic. One day, they decided to perform magic in a nearby village. To reach the village, they had to cross a forest. Walking through the forest, they talked about the tricks they knew. At noon, they sat under a tree. Suddenly, one of them saw some broken bones on the ground. "I'm going to put these bones together and make a complete skeleton," he said a little prayer. The broken bones came together. It was the skeleton of a big tiger. "I can give it flesh and blood," said the second friend. He said a prayer and flesh and muscle covered the skeleton. "I can breathe life into it," said the third friend. "The tiger will be happy because we have given it life again," said the friends. In a moment, they heard a loud roar. The tiger was alive. It jumped on the three friends and ate them up.
Children, now let us answer the following questions.
What did the first friend do?
What did the second friend do?
What did the tiger do to the friends?
Did their magic help them? Children, now let's listen and enjoy another small story, Hungry Crow. There once lived a crow. One day, he was very hungry. He had not been able to get any food the previous day. "If I don't get anything to eat today, I will starve to death," he thought. As the crow was searching for food, his eyes fell on a piece of bread. He quickly came down, picked it up, and flew off. Far away in a lonely place, he sat on a tree to enjoy its food. Just then, a hungry fox saw the crow sitting on the tree holding the bread in his mouth. The fox thought of getting the bread. The fox decided to use all his cunningness to get the piece of bread from the crow. The crow guessed that the fox wanted to eat his bread. So he held it carefully and flew away. Then the hungry fox was disappointed and went into the forest in search of food.
Children, now let's answer the following questions. 1. Why was the crow very hungry?
What kind of food did he find?
Who saw the crow?
What did the fox decide to do?
Did the fox succeed in getting the food?